says, well, now, let me see. Langford, which is a junior high school right on Waltham Extension, it could serve your white pupils.
Mm-hmm.
So we're going to put Tuck as a high school to take care of those few little handful of blacks from right up the hill section. But it didn't work because they didn't have enough children really to fill the school up.
As a high school.
Uh-uh. Uh-huh. It was a high school exactly 2 years. Now I have a yearbook, and I understand some of the graduates says, this is a shame, said 15 years from there, I tell people we graduated from Tuck schools and they'll say we're lying. And that makes a lot of sense, doesn't it?
Yeah. Yeah.
So they, at one time, this school was the only school in Richmond County from grades 1 through 12.
Hmm.
It was the only school.
I guess the school board for a couple of years there really did everything except stand on its head in order to keep the system segregated, didn't they?
Right, and I really think maybe if they had had the right thinking superintendent that it wouldn't have been as hard as it is now.
Yeah.
Now, when I say as hard as it is now, you know, I say things because of my opinion and my feeling. A lot of times I'm the victim of these things. Now, I had a child, and it just so happens that she could go to school with me for 5 years.
Mm-hmm.
That was neighborhood concept to me,
mm-hmm.
and it made it a hell of a lot of difference. You know, it made it very convenient.
Yeah.
That she didn't have to leave here an hour before I did to get a bus to go somewhere else, you see. So when I say neighborhood concept schools, I really mean it.
Mm-hmm.
I'm serious about
mm-hmm.
it. And I'm serious about it because there have been many students to die. I mean, fate, you know. But they were having to get up very early and actually in the darkness, and some of those things were unavoidable,
mm-hmm.
and so forth and so on. Now, I do happen to know that at this particular time in Augusta, I don't know of any place now would be totally white.
Yeah.
Because blacks are hinging on all neighborhoods or in all neighborhoods. There are still whites that's left in predominantly black neighborhoods now.
Mm-hmm.
It's either because they did not want to relocate or they didn't have the money to do it,
mm-hmm.
you see.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't know. I really believe, they see, somebody here made the judge mad at him. And I think he did a lot of spite things. Of course, I'm going to tell you, just like I say, I speak an honest opinion, my personal opinion. I'm sort of sick of HEW. I'm sort of sick of a lot of things. Because being a classroom teacher, but who can hear me say this?
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
I think everything was considered except the child. And this is the thing that we need to build on these children, because they will take our places in a few years.
Yeah.
And I told one of the teachers, and I said, well, and we can even teach Johnny for counting. We got to count how many black, how many white, how many red.
Yeah.
This is the kind of thing. And you see, at one time, and I think Richmond County still is on the court order. I'm not so sure.
I think it is. I'm not sure either, but I think it is.
Mm-hmm. So it's just, I know the history of Augusta pretty well. I, really, I...
You've been teaching in the schools here now for how long?